Every week, as passengers step through the security line at the airport, the Transportation Security Administration finds dozens of guns, knives, and other exotic weapons. WFAE's Ben Bradford got a look at some of the TSA's finds at Charlotte Douglas Airport.
It's kind of an unnerving sight in an airport. Right in front of Security Checkpoint E, a table is littered with swords, clubs, and guns. TSA Security Director Kevin Frederick picks one up.
What you've got here is your typical cleaver. You know, there's no need in the world for having this on board.
What is this right here?
This is it's a replica firearm, but it's also a knife. So, you can be, in trouble two different ways.
Travelers can bring guns, but they have to be locked, checked, proclaimed, and unloaded. Last year, the TSA found 43 in Charlotte that weren't, among more than 2,000 nationwide. Dallas led the nation with 120. About 80% were loaded.
And then someone brought their kettlebell, right, their exercise weights. You can't bring that?
No. Anything that you could possibly use as a weapon, bludgeoning weapon, not allowed.
Nor are inert grenades, harpoon guns, or flammable gases, of which the TSA found 20,000 pounds last year.
And there's a lot of cleverly disguised items, too, that belt buckle. They got a knife inside of that belt buckle right there.
What is this guy at the end? It looks almost like a purse.
Yeah, it is a purse, and part of that purse is brass knuckles.
They peek out of the back of the bag. Frederick says the most common response when the TSA finds a gun or knife is, "I forgot it was in my bag." And for the more exotic weapons, what, I can't bring that? For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.